Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Happy Wednesday, March 22nd.
That's right. It's going to be another nice day today. Low 50s, but then we have a cool down in store and we're going to get some snow. And let's go ahead and talk about agriculture, shall we?
Let's
it's National Ag Week here across the United States. Of course, locally brought to you by Floyd County Farm Bureau. I'll let you do the honors, Kay.
Well, yes, we've been celebrating all week with different guests and different topics, actually, but all relating to agriculture as it is so important, not only to our area, but the world in general. This morning, we have Wayne Kohler with us. He is a Floyd County Farm Bureau member, as well as a local farmer slash grower. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Kay.
Thank you so much for joining us. The theme this week is the industry that we all share. And so with that said, Wayne, let's start off by talking about your roles in ag.
Yes, I will, Kay. Thank you. I farm here west of Charles City. I'm a fifth generation of my family to farm there. My background, I grew up on a diversified farm operation. We had farrow to finish hogs. We fed cattle, and, of course, we grew crops. My operation today does not include livestock, but I would still say that it's a fairly diverse operation. We grow soybeans. We've done that using no-till practices since 2006. We grow corn, and we've transitioned to doing that using no-till practices the past 2 years, and the goal would be to be able to continue to do that with no-till. I also have brought back raising oats on some acres the past several years, and so we have a kind of extended a rotation, brought another crop back into the rotation on some acres. That actually almost serves like a double crop. Could we get two crops out of that? We get the oats, and then we have the straw that we take that as another crop and sell that as well. And then also we grow some alfalfa and grass mix hay as well, and then we sell that as a crop as well. Other things we do kind of depends on the year, but I have also we're doing some things with cover crops, and so I have grown cereal rye and buckwheat for cover crop seed as well on the farm. Some other hats that I wear related to ag. I'm also a crop insurance adjuster. And then I'm also on the operating board of AgVantage FS. In Floyd County, AgVantage has a couple of locations, one here in Charles City and one in Norris Springs. I think in your listening area here, they have locations in Mitchell County, Chickasaw County, and Butler County. We have locations in 31 counties total in Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Okay. So, so your operation brings in some conservation practices plus the input supplies side with roles at AgVantage. That's a mouthful. This is just more of the puzzle pieces that keep farms running all year. So talk a little bit about that.
That's right, Kay. If there are two things that have been important to maintaining my multi-generational family farm, it's been constant improvement and conservation. In my lifetime, I've seen many improvements that my father made and started, and that I've been able to expand upon, which have conserved our soil and improved its productivity and its resilience. Some examples of that would be, over the years, we've installed drainage tiles so that water will infiltrate into the ground and not run off when we get heavy rains and it gets saturated. We've built terraces to hold water from washing soil and nutrients away on ground that slopes. We've constructed grassed waterways and fields where the water flows over so that the water will run through the grass areas instead of letting the water cut gullies and wash soil and nutrients away. Other practices, we've added buffer strips next to creeks and streams. This keeps nutrients and chemicals out of the streams and creeks and protects the stream banks from erodings. And in later years here, I've reduced or stopped doing tillage. This keeps the soil covered with crop residue so that it doesn't wash away when we have heavy rains or blow away when we have strong winds. As far as my role as a board member with AgVantage FS, that helps me stay on the cutting edge of new practices and technology, and I can provide input to them on products and services that can support the farmer members of the company. During our board meetings, I also hear updates on supply chain, logistics, and other events in the global seed, crop nutrient, crop protection, and energy markets. Agriculture is immensely important to the company here and the economy here in Floyd County, but we're linked to the global network of people who contribute to feeding, fueling, and clothing nations here and abroad.
You touched a little bit, Wayne, on conservation, and it's important not only to you, obviously, but to every farmer, you know, that is in agriculture. Expand on your conservation practices.
Well, I think oftentimes when folks hear conservation, they immediately think of keeping things the same or preserving what was. While some of that is true, conservation in modern agriculture includes an immense amount of innovation. There's been a lot of development of farm machinery and different attachments for machinery and technology that allows farmers to successfully utilize no-till or strip-till systems if they choose. There's a lot of innovation in the seeds that we plant, which allow these crops to grow in these sometimes stressful environments that these different tillage systems can contribute to. There's innovation in how nutrients are applied to these crops. I think another part of conservation is the challenge of improving water quality while we produce the crops that we do. Farmers are utilizing variable rate technology for some or all of their nutrient applications. An oversimplification here is the idea is to apply the necessary amount of nutrients only in the areas of the field where they are needed to produce the optimum yield of the crop. This should prevent excess nutrients from making their way into the groundwater or streams. Nitrogen in particular is a nutrient that most often finds its way into the groundwater. Farmers are making adjustments to their nitrogen programs and now make multiple sequential applications using the same total amount of nitrogen. They just split it up at different times during the season and apply it closer to the time that the corn is actually needs it and uses it. The idea there is that the less time that the nitrogen is in the soil before it gets used by the corn, the less chance it has to end up getting away and end up in the groundwater.
Are there other innovations that are being used by farmers today to reduce the soil, improve water quality, or did you basically touch on all of that?
Oh, there's new things all the time. On on my farm, I guess another thing I maybe touched on it earlier. On my farm, I use cover crops. Have been using cover crops for a while, I guess, to help hold soil in place over the winter. Reduced soil erosion means less sediment making its way from my farms to the Cedar or the Shell Rock River. I know I do not like to see in the wintertime, you see the snow drifts in the road ditches along the road covered with the rich black topsoil on top of the snow. Mm-hmm. See all that? I just don't like that. The dirt blows off the fields next to the ditches. You know, if we've got residue, crop residue or cover crops out there, that's going to help reduce that. So another tool that is starting to be used more and more is a bioreactor. Bioreactors are used by farmers to improve water quality. A bioreactor is an organic filter system installed on a field edge. When rain enters field tile, it is filtered through wood chips underground in this bioreactor, and then that will remove nutrients in that tile water before it reaches the river. Grass buffer strips are another practice used. No-till cropping practices, strip-till cropping practices. We see more and more of that used in some areas. Wetland restoration projects. These are all examples of some other practices used right here in Floyd County, but they're not all one size fits all. What works on one farm may not necessarily work for another. So, you know, I should mention too, it's not just farmers working on these projects. Municipalities across the state are working to filter water runoff and excess fertilizer use in the urban areas as well. It is a joint effort to improve and conserve our water resources.
I cannot imagine what you have learned being, you know, way back when you were a kid, FFA and 4-H, I'm assuming you were in it, maybe you weren't, to now, and the practices and how things have just changed so dramatically with technology, with new practices, all that stuff. It's amazing to me. And I learn this every year through Ag Week. I learn it when we go out to the fair. It's just amazing. This industry just blows my mind in how it's changed so much dramatically with technology in years gone by.
Yes. That's right, but my perception is the pace or the rate of change is so accelerated in the current time. I mean, yes, we've made huge strides from where we were 40 years ago, but much of that change and adoption of new technologies and the new knowledge we're gaining all the time is happening, you know, within the last, you know, several years.
So quickly.
Yes. I mean.
Hard to keep up with it.
Yes. Things, you know, cover crops are relatively new and the adoption, you know, more people doing strip-till practices and no-till practice, that's relatively new. I mean, it's been out there for many, many years, but the adoption of it is just now starting to become picking up more and more. So, as the technology with, you know, guidance, global positioning and guidance technology, that has allowed for farmers to be able to adopt some of these other technologies and the variable rate application of nutrients, that has all come along with it. And a lot of software
constantly
development.
Constantly learning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Wayne. Obviously, clean water is certainly a mission that we should all find ways to work on together. And we appreciate that you came in to talk to us about this. good luck. Planting season is just around the corner. So excited for that. I love going out and watching, seeing how the crops are finally in the ground and springing up. It's awesome to see. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate your time. And thank you again to Floyd County Farm Bureau.
Yeah. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Wayne. It's 8:36, and tomorrow we're going to be talking to Circle of Grain, so tune in for that. 40 degrees downtown at Charles City. Our third community conversation is coming up here shortly with Floyd County Engineer Jacob Page.